Under a previous state law, only caregivers, like parents and legal guardians, were required to report the abuse of a child under their care. But now, with a new law that passed and went into effect last year, there are tougher penalties in place to make sure all abuse is reported. For example, a person who knowingly fails to report known or suspected child abuse could now face a third-degree felony charge instead of a first-degree misdemeanor. They could also face a $5,000 fine.
And today, our call volume's up about 16%. We receive about 500 calls a month related to people hearing about or witnessing abuse and calling that abuse in.
Florida Department of Children and Family Secretary David Wilkins says since the law took effect last year, the Florida Abuse Hotline is now hearing about more reports of abuse. But he says every day thousands of child abuse goes unreported, which is why his department is working to make the public more aware through public service announcements like this one.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
The PSA is part of a multimedia campaign called Don't Miss the Signs, spearheaded by Lauren Book, a childhood abuse survivor herself, who says she wants to make sure Floridians really don't miss the signs of an abused child.
For example, is school-aged children. If a child is missing school, if a child is in school and withdrawn, if they startle easily, if they were at one point completely potty trained and now have regressed and are wetting the bed, sucking their thumb, show regression in age, those are a lot of signs that something is up and that you need to look into reporting something that you may suspect is going on.
Book says through campaigns like Don't Miss the Signs and her other one, Save for Smarter Kids, which educates kids about child abuse, she still feels there's more to be done.
We spend zero time before Save for Smarter Kids came along educating our children in prevention. Pedophiles spend 100% of their time thinking about how they are going to fend against our children. Now, I was never good at math, but I know that's not good math. And we need to do more. It's our duty and our obligation.
In addition to PSAs, Floridians will soon see billboards and posters as part of the Don't Miss the Signs campaign. Book is also encouraging Floridians to sign an online pledge on the website don'tmissthesigns.org. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.